The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike DeTillo along with Charlie Long. Today is Tulane Tuesday and is brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com. It's our weekly segment with the head football coach of the Tulane Green Wave, John Sumrall. And so let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Coach, glad to have you back on again, and congratulations. A big win this past Saturday, 52-6 over Temple. A couple of things stuck out to me. Your defense gave up only five first downs in this game, and you dominated time of possession, 38-53 to 21-07. I can see how you got to 52 points, Coach.
But just look at the third downs, too, Mike. I mean, there's a way that you dominate time of possession. You stop a team on third down, and you convert a ton of them, and that's what Tulane did.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. I always enjoy joining y'all. Yeah, defense played pretty good. We gave up a 75-yard run at the end of the game that kind of pissed me off. But and I'm still a little bit angry about that. We had a shutout going, and we gave up a 75-yard touchdown run I wasn't pleased with. And really, we started a little slow. You know, we kind of sputtered out offensively a couple times early in the game and didn't quite find our footing for a little while. But once they got going on that side of the ball, we got going, and credit to the staff and the players for getting the job done. And it was a tremendous, tremendous environment, homecoming, great turnout, a lot of people on campus, really fun day.
Coach, normally I'd throw it right to you on Mekhi Hughes, but it's almost we were repeating the same thing every week. I mean, hey, listen, ain't nothing wrong with that. He's getting the job done, and he's a workhorse guy and just a tremendous asset to your team. But by Ty Thompson, tell the listeners about this, because, you know, Ty came in here, and basically I think most of us thought he was going to be the starting quarterback. And you've got a role for him. And Mensah has been outstanding at quarterback for you. But to find that role and for him to accept it, I think that's a great credit to you and your staff, because a lot of guys, I'm not the man, okay, well, so what? But you had him buy into what you were selling he could help this team win.
Well, and Ty's an incredible young man. You know, he wasn't pleased that he didn't win the starting quarterback job. He gave a lot of effort and time to try to win the job. And at the end of the training camp competition, we felt like Darian was the guy that earned it. But the way Ty is wired, he's a great teammate. He's a really competitive kid. He's an extremely hardworking young man. And so he wanted to find a way to help the team. And he's really embraced his opportunities. He's continued to stay positive, and he's been a great part of this football team. And, you know, another thing that I think has really been fun to watch is the relationship that Ty and Darian have. You know, they hang out a lot. They go to local high school. Like, I heard they were at a JV game between, I think, Metairie Country Day and Newman a few weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken. Like, those guys just – they really lean on each other, support each other, cheer for each other, and they support each other through their successes. And so Ty's wired the right way. He's a good teammate, hardworking kid, smart, tough, dependable, a fun guy to be around on a daily basis. And so very grateful to have him here, but also very grateful for his response to maybe him not winning the job, which could have gone the wrong way if he didn't have the type of character he does.
Coach, last week we saw him for the first time, and then This week he catches a big touchdown pass. Chaz Preston, I've known his dad for many years, and his older brother, he was a defensive back at Mississippi State. Got a tryout, actually, with the Saints. But, you know, Chaz, when I saw him at St. James, you know, he was playing for Coach Valdez, who's now at St. Aug. And so, man, he reminded me so much of Jarvis Landry when he was there, because contested catches, it wasn't no 50-50 job. It was 90-10. He was going to come up with it. To see that big play, and he's fought injuries, and it's just been tough for him to come back. I was so pleased that he got that touchdown, and hopefully he'll be a bigger part of your offensive attack down the stretch.
Yeah, it's great to see for Shaz. You know, when he got here, he obviously hadn't really played at Alabama. Great local high school player, hadn't played in college, came here, really had to kind of regain some confidence, to be honest with you, when he got here. And really, about midway through spring, you started to feel that confidence come on, that swagger that everybody talks about, and you started to feel him make some big catches in some practices in the spring. And then in the month of May, when our assistant coach is going on the road recruiting, one of the dumbest rules, I can't go recruit the way the rules are made in college. That all the other coaches get to go recruit, I got to stay in the office.
That don't make no damn sense.
Makes no sense. Like, I'm the one that has to decide who we take and don't take, but I can't go watch the guys practice. And so, so I was here at the office, and the two hardest working guys in the month of May, when our guys are technically off, they got time away from the building in no school to go do whatever they want to do. Two hardest working guys, two local guys. It was Dante Fleming and Chaz Preston. They were here, I felt like, every day. And, you know, Chaz had really put a lot into development, physical, mental, the whole deal. And in May, and he came back in June, he looked really, really good. And then he had a hamstring injury that was pretty substantial and sidelined him for quite a bit. And, you know, hard to face that adversity. And the excitement of him making that play on Saturday, I think you could feel on our sideline from so many people that have been able to see what he's gone through. And, you know, when you get cleared, you know, Chaz, I'll never forget about 3 weeks ago, he's like, Coach, how do I get more? And I'm like, well, you got to start practicing now. Like, you don't just all of a sudden go, hey, we're cleared and you're going to start at wide receiver now. You got to go practice and show that you're capable and healthy. And, you know, you get a few reps, you get a few more reps. And if you do well with them, you keep getting more. And so for him to have that play on Saturday, man, was such a exciting moment for everybody in our program to see Chaz kind of get that moment. And his emotion on the sideline after it was fun to see, and cannot wait to see him continue to take steps forward.
Coach, 7 straight wins, so now top 25 ranking. We've talked about your defensive improvement, and I think it really all culminated in just a complete shutdown. Outside of that 75-yard rushing touchdown at the very end, that, as you mentioned, your defense was awesome. But I want to ask you about the offense and the explosive play specifically, because, I mean, Temple was – he just kind of hit him with as Mike likes to say, hit him with a tsunami of explosive plays in the passing attack. I mean, obviously, we talked about Ty Thompson. He had a 50-yard touchdown. You know, Mekhi Hughes did his thing, going over 150 yards again. But Darian Mensah in this passing attack, I mean, you just talk about 262 yards on 14 completions. You were hitting him down the field early and often, Coach. And just talk about that passing attack with Mensah, and even kind of just the general explosive plays of the offense in this matchup.
Yeah, well, the way we're wired, you know, we try to, A, dictate the game to the other team a little bit. We want to win the physical battle at the line of scrimmage and run the football. But we also want to take shots in the pass game. And a lot of it's about setting things up. And it's also about what is the other team allowing you to do. So, you know, I come from a defensive background. There's a weakness to every defense, you know. And so it's what can we maybe take or exploit that's there for the taking. And, you know, when you get the chance to hit the shot play, you got to go hit it. And so our guys ran the ball well. We threw and caught it pretty good. Had a couple of incompletions that probably just weren't quite up to our standard. But the big plays were critical in the game. And really, once we got rolling, you kind of felt everybody stepping up. And it starts with Mekhi typically for us. Ty had a big run late in the game. Mario had a couple of really big catches. a lot of guys really stepped up and made some significant plays in the game.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, now on the horizon, Navy, and talking to coaches that have went up against them, they're like, man, they are pain in the yuck to be to prepare for. Because you don't see that type offense very much. And they like a machine with it. You know, they keep running it. Now, they are a little different from Army. Army doesn't throw the ball as much as Navy, but they lull you into, we run in this play, and then we run it. And we run it, and then the safety starts to cheat, boop, over the top, and make a big play in the passing game. How challenging is it for you as a defensive coach to go up against a team that, from a schematic standpoint, you rarely see in college football?
It's a real challenge for everybody in our program. You know, I'm very grateful. I got a great defensive staff here. I try not to screw them up too much. I give them some ideas and I let them go run it. But, you know, Greg Gasparato, our defense coordinator, he coached at Army previously. And we played Army the last 2 years at Troy, but you're dead on. While there are some similarities from a three-back option standpoint, there are also some differences. Navy sprinkles in a little bit more wing T type stuff. Yeah. Navy also throws the ball more. Their quarterback and their dive back are different types of players. You know, the quarterback at Navy is about a 6'2", 195-pound kid, and is really more like a conventional quarterback that's playing in a triple option offense, and he can run. And their dive backs are more like traditional running back size. Where Army's unique is Army's quarterback, he throws it good, but he's built like a daggum linebacker.
He sure is.
We played him last year and he's a load. And then their dive back, the guy they turn around and hand it off to on the first part of the option, on the three back option stuff, those guys are usually like 260 at Army. They got offensive guards, it looks like, back there. And so that's another issue. And so there's some things that are similar, but there's also some things that are unique about both. And Navy has been really, really productive offensively this year. And the thing you hit on that you cannot underestimate is how hard it is to prepare for it in a week. And you really can't get your look team or scout team, if you will, you can't get them to maybe quite do it with the same precision or speed. And you know, the unsung hero of the week for us this week is Dagan Bruno. Dagan's a local kid, went to John Curtis, and so he's run the split back veer stuff. So he's our look team quarterback this week, and sure is nice having him because he knows how to operate a lot of those things. But there's no way you can quite replicate how clean and fast and efficient they do it.
And talking to coaches that have went up against an Army or a Navy team like you faced Navy this Saturday, the thing they've emphasized is, one, get on them early. Get points on the board early. And secondly, the most important stat of all when you play Navy, third down. Got to get them off the field because, coach, if they continue that first down, it's a wear down. And that's what they want to do. They want to wear your defense down. And so – I had a coach tell me just a couple of days ago, hey, jump on them early, get some points on the board. kind of take them a little bit out of their rhythm. But if they continue to hit third down plays and move the chains, you're in trouble defensively.
Yeah, you gotta be good on third down. A lot of time being good on third down, it starts with being good on first. You want to, you know, if you can minimize their efficiency on first down, you're able to get them into more third and longs. Starting fast offensively and scoring helps you a ton. And the other big key that I think has been an indicator in their games when you look back the last couple of years is winning the turnover margin. We got to protect the football and try to get it off of them some. And then you hit on this, the explosive play component, like where they lull you to sleep with the run, but where they're really dangerous is they'll hit you over the top with a pass play that goes for 50 or 60 yards because everybody's losing their eyes and not playing with the right leverage and coverage. And so that they do some things that challenge you, but there are some things we got to be really good at. There are situational football things to give ourselves the best chance to be successful.
Coach, good luck this coming Saturday against Navy, and we'll be pulling for you, brother.
Keep it rolling, Coach.
Get that W.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
You too, Coach. That was our Tulane Tuesday segment brought to you by Bayou Black Electric, your electrical connection in the heart of South Louisiana. Learn more at BayouBlackElectric.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.